Well, greetings, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Pfeiffer, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. Something you'd like to talk about? A question you'd like to pose? Good opportunity right now at 844-322-2742 in the U.S. and in Canada. 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. We're talking about this new covenant that we live in as believers, and boy, it's so important for us to understand that we're not old covenant believers, we're new covenant believers. Jesus Christ ushered in this new covenant the day that he died. That's the covenant that is now in effect. And so that's the one that matters to us. That's the one that impacts us. That's the one that guides us and moves us forward in our relationship with Christ. So the old did its work. It showed us our sinfulness. It showed us our need for Christ. And now that we've come to Christ, we live in this new covenant. So this new covenant has four promises, and we've talked about these promises time and time again. Today I want to take a little different look at it from Peter's standpoint. So Peter writes two letters, and we're going to be reading from his second letter today, starting in verse 3. We're going to read verses 3 and 4. And Peter wrote this, "His divine power," so God's divine power, "has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness." Now, this is the ESV. The NIV would say it this way, that God's divine power has given us everything that we need for life and godliness. So that's a pretty complete statement.
Yeah.
That God has given us everything that we need for life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us to his own glory and excellence, by which he has granted to us his precious and very great promises. What are his precious and very great promises? Those promises in the new covenant. The fact that God is writing his laws in our hearts and in our minds, that we're his people, that we all know him from the least of us to the greatest, and that our sins have been forgiven once and for all, and that he remembers them no more. These are the great and precious promises that have been given to us. And it's through these precious promises that through them we may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped from the corruption that is in the world because of sinful desire. So we were all trapped in this world controlled by sinful desires. Jesus Christ entered into our world as one of us. He became one of us, and he offered himself to take away the sins of his people once and for all, and he did that so he could invite us into a new story, one where we can participate in the divine nature, one that he has equipped us with everything that we need to do so through our knowledge of him and through these promises of the new covenant. So you've been snatched out of that world of darkness. You have been placed into Christ. And in Christ, you have this new covenant, these promises, and you can live participating in the divine nature, having escaped the corruption of the world. Talk about exciting.
Yeah.
Talk about good news, and talk about a purpose that just blows your mind. I mean, to think that you can participate in the divine nature, you're not divine, you're human, but because you're connected to Christ, because Christ is in you, you can participate in his divine, indestructible life, and you can share that with the world at large. That's the purpose that God has called us to, and it really doesn't get any better than that.
Right.
Than that. I mean,
no.
The gospel message changes your story. I mean, you had a very bad story, a bleak story, a story that did not end well. But Christ came in, and he finished that old story by dying in your place, and you have died in him. And then he was raised from the dead so that a new story, a new book could be written as far as your life is concerned. And it is a book characterized by your knowledge of Christ, the promises of the new covenant, and the very divine nature that has invaded your soul through the person of Jesus Christ himself.
Good news from Basic Gospel. It's the kind of news that we share every day, and we're glad you're here to hear it today, everybody. 844-322-2742, toll-free in the U.S. and in Canada. We'd love to hear from you, love for you to be a part of the broadcast today. 844-322-2742. Well, something very fun and exciting has happened. Alexa has great news for Basic Gospel listeners. You know, to activate Basic Gospel on your Alexa device, just say, Alexa, enable Basic Gospel, and that will get it done. Many different instructions are available, but always remember when asking for Basic Gospel just to say, Alexa, ask Basic Gospel to, or Alexa, ask Basic Gospel for, because you can go to the next program or back to the next back to the last program. You can say, Alexa, ask Basic Gospel for something, and really many ways to connect with Basic Gospel through the Alexa app, and we hope you'll take advantage of it. And it's brand new today, and I think our wonderful technician in the other room, Greg Park, probably had something to do with getting Alexa up and running for us. But it's an exciting new opportunity to stay connected with Basic Gospel every day.
It's really exciting, and we're going to have a lot of fun, because now every day on the broadcast we're going to say, Alexa, play Basic Gospel, and we're going to get Alexa to play it all over, you know, in homes all over.
Yeah.
So we're just going to have a lot of fun with it.
We are. It's going to be wonderful. Well, yesterday on the broadcast I asked Andrew and Richard to give us their thoughts about this matching gift that we have, especially as we've gone into the Atlanta, Georgia area. Bob, once again, kind of reinforce what you were saying earlier in the week concerning this matching gift.
Well, I read some information today, some statistics, and they're alarming. They're stunning, actually, the lack of knowledge of the gospel message, even among Christians, even among identified evangelicals. We think that works play a role in our salvation, that it takes what Christ did at the cross, and it takes what we do through human effort to bring about salvation. Well, that's not the gospel story at all. And because there's so much confusion out there, there's not a lot of power that's being displayed in Christians in their daily lives. Well, we're here to cut through that confusion and bring some clarity as far as the gospel message is concerned, the essential truths that transform our lives. And so anytime we have this opportunity to expand, to reach new people, we want to take it. And boy, a generous donor stepped up to the plate and said, I want to help Basic Gospel expand. And he offered this $25,000 matching gift. So let's cut through this confusion, people. Let's deliver the good news to as many people as we possibly can so that they can know that salvation is by grace through faith in Jesus. It's not of works. It is the free gift of God.
Yeah.
Boy, when people grab hold of that, and when that message grabs hold of them, transformation happens. I mean, new life occurs. And a person can never go back. And the Holy Spirit is going to move them forward. So let's get this word out about Jesus, the fact that he's alive, that he died to take away all sins, that he was raised so that people can walk in the newness of life. And let's tell that story as often as we can to as many people as we can. And your gift today, which will be doubled, up to $25,000, you can make a huge impact and getting this good news of Jesus out and into the hearts of people all over this world.
Just click donate, friends, at basicgospel.net, or you can call a gift to 844-322-2742. Again, 844-322-2742 or basicgospel.net. Just click that donate tab. We would love for you to partner with us. And, Bob, as you were saying, we need to get this message out to more people, and I think this is another great way that our listeners can help us with this Alexa addition to the Basic Gospel format, I guess we could call it. And just say, Alexa, enable Basic Gospel, and you can share that with your friends. Well, let's go and let's pose a question from one of our listeners. This is from Sally, and it's a question concerning the fifth chapter of the book of Galatians. She says, I have a question regarding particularly Galatians 5:21. It says, concerning drunkenness, that anyone living that sort of lifestyle will not inherit the kingdom of God. She says, I have a dear friend who is an alcoholic. She was born again during a period of sobriety, but can't seem to stay sober. It seems she's not living out verses 24 and 25 by nailing her passions and desires to the cross and by living by the Spirit. Is her salvation secure? That's from Sally, who dropped us a note overnight.
Well, in Galatians chapter 5, in that particular section of chapter 5, Paul is contrasting the desires of the Spirit and the works of the flesh.
Yeah.
So when we are lost, all we have available to us are the works of the flesh. And so he's basically saying, here's what the works of the flesh manifest themselves into. So, and he has a whole list. So it's not just one thing. It's a whole list of things. It's sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries, dissensions, divisions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and things like these. So those just describe the lost world. So anyone is lost is not going to inherit the kingdom of God, and they're going to be trapped in these various works of the flesh. Now, in contrast to that, as we were talking about at the top of the hour, Christ enters into this world of darkness and snatches us out of it and raises us up with him so that we can walk in the newness of life. Now, this newness of life is led by the Holy Spirit. So when we're born again, we have a new set of desires that live inside of us. So what Paul is saying in this particular passage is because you have died in Christ and you have been raised to walk in the newness of life and that you are now led by the Spirit of God, walk by the Spirit. And when you walk by the Spirit, you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. So notice, even for a Christian, they have desires of the flesh. Why? Because the flesh is still active. I mean, we're born again of the Spirit, but we're housed in a body of flesh. So we can still have those fleshly desires, but we don't have to give into them. So walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of your heart or the desires of the flesh. So that's very, very important. So this list in verses 19 through 21 is just a list of what the lost world looks like. And it doesn't make sense now that you've been born again to participate in those deeds of darkness, in those works of the flesh. You can do so. You're free to do so. But when you do so, you're going to realize just how empty those works of the flesh are, that they don't deliver on what they promise. You know, let's go get drunk and have some fun and all of this sort of stuff. You go get drunk and end up getting sick and everything else. And you think, wait a minute, that didn't deliver on the fun that it promised me.
Yeah.
And all these other things are the same thing. They're just empty and hollow. And as a new believer in Christ, you realize that doesn't fit anymore. I don't belong there anymore. And when you see it from that perspective, you know that you've been born again. You know, somebody years ago was an alcoholic, a drunk, and they came to Christ, and then they got drunk again after they came to Christ. And they were very upset about that, to the point of tears and just feeling horrendously guilty because they had fallen and disappointed themselves and felt like they disappointed God. And you said, well, did you feel that way before you became a Christian? I mean, were you really disappointed when you got drunk? Did you feel like you had disappointed God when you got drunk? Did you feel guilty to the point of tears when you got drunk before knowing Christ? And the answer was absolutely not. I wanted to be drunk.
Yeah.
Well, doesn't the fact your response to it today tell you something about the validity of your faith in Christ? Doesn't that tell you that you really have become a new creature in Christ? Otherwise, you wouldn't feel that way toward yourself, toward this activity, and that sort of thing. So take that as God's assurance to you that you truly belong to him. And I think you've learned a lesson that you don't belong there anymore. You're a new creature in Christ Jesus. So if you're a new creature in Christ, that's a permanent, eternal transaction.
No going
you,
back.
You can't go back. You may dabble in the deeds of darkness because those temptations are strong at a certain point in your life. But when you do, you're doing it as a child of light, and that light shines brightly on that, and you say, wow, that just doesn't fit with who I am anymore. And I think at that you can say, praise be to God.
Yes, indeed. Sally, I hope that's a help to you, and thank you so much for writing on behalf of your friend, and you can certainly give her the encouragement as well. Friends, open lines, 844-322-2742. We'd love to hear from you. You know, one of the primary reasons that we have that toll-free line that's available around the country is so that you can call and be a part of the live edition or pose a question overnight if you'd like to. Either way, we want to hear from you, 844-322-2742. Well, a Facebook question from Judy, guys. She says, I would like to hear your take on God's word on war, praying for our enemy and loving our enemy. With all the horrific killings, beheadings, and injustice today, I, for one, find it hard to pray sometimes for our enemies, both near and far. I need some basic gospel insight. That's from Judy through Facebook.
Well, Judy, thanks for writing to us. You know, and there's certainly a lot of debate, a lot of discussion on war, just war, unjust war, those sort of things. And it's an interesting topic.
Yeah.
I think from God's vantage point, I mean, he is working in the world today and will eventually bring us all to a point of peace when he makes all things new. The lamb will lie down with the lion and there will be peace in this world. So we have to realize that that's the ultimate goal that God has for his creation, a peaceful creation. We're at peace with God, and that's what the gospel of Christ brings to our hearts, is peace with God. Romans 5:1 says it this way, now that we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God. We're no longer at war with him. We're no longer enemies of his. We're on the same page. We're friends. We're in relationship together. And he wants to move that peace out of our individual hearts into relationships. So we want to see peace in our relationships with our mates. We want to see peace within our families. We want to see peace within our churches. We want to see peace within our communities, states, nations, and the world. But it starts individually.
Yeah.
And so that's what God wants to ultimately move out into the world through his body, and at one point he's going to make all things new, and peace will reign in this world. I mean, he is the Prince of Peace. That's what marks him as our Savior and Lord. So we know that's his ultimate goal. So what does that say about wars in this world today? Well, we live in a world that is not at peace. There are warring philosophies, different ideas, different views, and when those come together, there's a clash. And the way that humanity is, you know, we're going to fight over who's right and who's wrong, and that's just the way it is in this world. And so we have nations, and we have governing officials. And these governing officials will make decisions based on those conflicts, those clashes, as to what's going to be right and beneficial for that nation, for the protection of its citizens, for the protection of its way of life. And that's just the way it's going to be. I don't know that there's ever been a time in human history that war did not exist, apart from that time in the Garden of Eden with Adam and Eve. But once sin entered into the picture, that has given rise to wars of all kind throughout human history.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we pray, as Paul said in Romans chapter 13, we pray for our leaders. We pray for those who are in authority in our nation. So we pray for those in government, our politicians, and that they would make wise choices, and that war would be something that is a last resort type decision, and would have been well thought out before those plans are put into place. Now, as far as our enemies are concerned, the Bible certainly says for us to pray for our enemies, and I think we do. Well, what do we pray? Well, what I pray for is that this gospel of Jesus Christ would get to every heart in this world. That's what I pray for. Mm-hmm. So do I want my enemies to experience eternal death? And that's what's going to happen if they reject Jesus. But what I want is for this gospel to reach their hearts and for them to be able to respond. Because I know if they respond, then now they're my brother. They're no longer enemies. And peace can happen that way. So I think if we pray for our enemies, I think we pray that the gospel of Jesus Christ is delivered them in some way, some fashion, that their hearts respond. And they can go from death to life. Richard?
Yeah, one of the things that this brings up is the radical and dangerous nature of Christianity. I mean, we are called to be in relationship with people. And if you've ever noticed, taken the time, it's really hard to be enemies with someone you've gotten to know. And so, part of the danger, the difficulty of praying for these global issues is we don't know anybody involved in those global issues. We may know a soldier who has come home safely or wounded or dead.
Yeah.
We may know some government official, but chances are we don't know very much about the larger picture. Get to know someone who represents the small picture. If you've got questions about immigration, get to know someone who is an illegal immigrant. You don't have to turn them in. You don't have to make a big deal of it.
Right.
Get to know them. Find out what their needs are. Pray for them. Help them where you can. Same thing with religious issues or political issues. Make a friend of a Democrat or a Republican, for crying out loud. You know? We're just people.
Right.
And people all have the same needs, and that need is Jesus.
Yeah, that's absolutely exactly right. And we have to realize in this world there's evil. There's
yes.
hearts with evil intent. And let's not be naive about mm-hmm. that, but let's realize that the gospel message is relevant. It speaks into those situations, and it arms and equips us to live as children of God
yes.
in this world of darkness. So let's be fully equipped, fully armed, as we talked about at the beginning of the broadcast. God has equipped us, has given us everything we need for life and godliness. Let's participate in this divine nature. Let's be lights in this world of darkness. And in so doing, pray that God draws other men and women to himself so that peace can reign in their hearts.
Absolutely. Well, just great news every day on Basic Gospel, everybody. We're glad you're here to take part in it and participate in it. If you have a question overnight, give us a call, 844-322-2742. We'll be glad to address it tomorrow on Basic Gospel, actually on Monday, because we have a great teaching edition coming up on Hebrews tomorrow, so hope you'll be here for that. In the meantime, friends, remember that we have a special gift for you when you give this month to help fill up that $25,000 matching gift. Every dollar you give to support the message you hear each day on Basic Gospel will be done. Doubled. And when you make your April gift, you'll receive the Simply Grace gift packet. 3 resources to strengthen your faith and deepen your understanding of the love and grace of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Request yours when you click donate at basicgospel.net or when you phone 844-322-2742. Again, that's 844-322-2742 or donate online at basicgospel.net. Also remember, tell Alexa to enable Basic Gospel. Now for Bob and Richard and the ministry team, Bob Davis with your invitation to be here for that teaching edition tomorrow at this very same time. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.